All right, let's start with a word of prayer, shall we? It's on. All right. Father, thank you for this beautiful day again, Lord, and just for the sunshine we enjoy, Father, for the nice temperatures, Lord. Just for your creation, Lord, even just to sit outside and just to listen to the birds and watch the clouds and just move across the sky. Your creation is truly beautiful. And Lord, tonight as we discuss what it means to prosper, as we look at the life of this man called Joshua, Father, help us to see from what his eyes, to look and see how just we can prosper as just we have a responsibility. May you lead and direct us this evening, Lord. Give me clarity of thought and speech, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, prospering starts with the word prosper. Let me ask you a question. If you want to prosper, raise your hand. Hey, how many here want to prosper? I hope everybody does. Yeah. Now the question. What does it mean to prosper? You just put your hand up. Somebody, she's putting her hand up in the back. What does it mean to prosper? Good. Throw out some definitions. What's it mean to prosper? Succeed. All right. Very good. Succeed. What else?
Increase wealth.
Well, yeah. Okay. And somebody said grow in the back. I thought I heard. Grow. Okay. Very good. Very good. Just the word prosper, it has what many meanings. It means to push forward, to advance. See, sometimes we get stuck in a rut, right? And we got to push forward. We have to advance. I know sometimes I get stuck in ruts. And not just driving, right, guys? But in life in general. But it also means to be secure or what to be at ease. In fact, at the end, in what Joshua 1, that was mentioned there, being at ease. Then understand, be wise, that also means to prosper. Then to succeed or be profitable, to make money. And turn with me, please, to Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Joshua chapter 1. I was there. There we go. Beginning in verse 6. It says this. Be strong and of a good courage. Just for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance just the land which I swore just to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn just from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper just wherever you go. And this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Verse 9, just have I not commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, just for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And that word prosper in what verse 7 means to be circumspect. You know, hence, in what intelligent, prudent, just to have understanding or what to make to understand. But it also means just wisdom or what to guide and just wittingly. These is Brown, Driver, Briggs, and the Hebrew definition says this, to be prudent. Be circumspect. Wisely understand. And just to look at or upon, have insight, to give attention to, and just to consider or ponder. All those words mean prosper. And we have a responsibility in this prospering part. We have a responsibility. Let's look at verse 7 again. Only be strong. That word strong means to fasten upon, seize, or withstand. And very courageous, alert, steadfast minded. In other words, we got to put our mind to it. That you may observe to do according to all the law. And that word observe means to keep, to guard, or give heed, take heed, Tom, like the sermons that I just used, sometimes talk about. Which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn off, decline, depart, rebel, revolt, be sour, or just withdraw. And just from it, to the right hand, or just to the left, that you may prosper. That word prosper means to have good success. And what notice, wherever you go. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart, cease from your mouth. But you shall meditate, ponder, or study in it day and night. That you may observe, to keep, or guard, to do according to all that is written in it. Just for then you will make your way prosperous. And that word prosperous means just to push forward, to advance, prosper, make progress, succeed, be profitable. And then you will have good success. And that word success, expert, skillful, wise. And that's Joshua. Joshua just had good success. Joshua prospered by being intelligent, by giving attention to, and looking circumspectly. Let's look through the book of Joshua and let's see the examples of this. So look at Joshua 2, verse 1, please. It says this, now with Joshua, just the son of Nun, just sent out two men from just the Acacia Grove, just to spy secretly, saying, go, and just view the land, especially Jericho. So they went out and just came to the house of a just harlot named Rahab. And what lies there? Excuse me. Why only two spies? Why only two spies? Remember Numbers 13? What happened there? There were 12 spies sent out, remember? 12 spies sent out. They went out, spied out all of the land. They came back. Moses sent out one from each tribe. Spied out the land, came back. And they had a lot of goods with them. That land was plentiful. But there was a problem, wasn't there? 10 spies said, we can't take that land. And there are giants there, and we're like little grasshoppers in their sight. We can't do this, we can't do this. Joshua and Caleb both said, we can do this. God is with us. We can do this. But the people listened to the others. But Joshua remembered. He was looking circumspectly. He sent only two spies. And they come back with a report. So what did Joshua learn from these two spies? Look at Joshua 2 verse 24, please. So they said to Joshua, truly the Lord has delivered all the land into our hands, for indeed all the inhabitants of the country are faint-hearted because of us. They're faint-hearted. Joshua sent out two spies, and they come back with this good news. It's just the start of succeeding. Joshua 3, verse 5. Verse 5. Then what Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders just among you. Joshua expected to prosper. Guys, get ready. It starts. It starts. We're going to prosper. Just we're going to succeed. Because He's on our side. 40 years ago, Joshua was saying the same thing. But the people didn't listen. But this time, they listened. Then just an overview, Joshua, chapters 3 and 4, Joshua and the people obey the Lord, and they enter the what promised land. You remember? The Jordan River, the first obstacle. It's flowing fast and furious. But God tells Joshua what to do. You have to get everybody ready. You get your food ready. And the priest carrying the ark go first. And they step in the Jordan River and it parts. Just like with what Moses back at the Red Sea. And just like then, they all walk through on dry ground. Just picture that. One moment it's flowing fast and furious. One foot hits that water. It's parted and it's dry. And they walk through. They've started to prosper with one step forward. One step and they're prospering. They're obeying the Lord. Joshua and the people are being prosperous. They're pushing forward, making progress as they follow the Lord. That's the key, following the Lord. Now, jump up to Joshua 5, 13 and 15, please. Joshua 5, 13 and 15, through 15. And just so it came to pass when Joshua was by with Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him just with his sword drawn in his hand. And what Joshua just went to him and just said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? So he said, no. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And what Joshua fell on his face, just to the earth, and just worshipped, and what said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Verse 15. Excuse me. And then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, and just for the place where you stand is what holy. And what Joshua did so, notice that this person has his sword drawn. But does that scare Joshua? No. God told him, be strong and of a good and courage. You hear, a man with a sword. And Joshua is not afraid. He's obeying the Lord. And what, notice that this man, he has his sword out. He's ready for battle. The commander of what the Lord's army. This is what Jesus himself. Ready for battle. He's got his sword out. But not to kill Joshua, but to stand with him. Boy, talk about prospering, huh? There's the Lord standing right next to you. Who's going to defeat you? If what the Lord's right next to you? Nobody. nobody. He's prospering. Now, Joshua 6, please, verse 1. Now at Jericho just was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and what none came in. So the Lord said to Joshua, see, says, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king, and the mighty men of valor. And you shall march around the city, all you men of war, you shall go just all around it, the city, once. And this you shall do 6 days. And you know what? Seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of this ram's horns just before the ark. But the seventh day, just you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. It shall come to pass, and just when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat. Then the people shall go up every man straight before him. And in the following verses, there is success. Jericho is conquered. They obeyed the Lord. They marched around the city once for 6 days without any noise. Then on the seventh day, six times, they were seven priests, and just blow the seven horns, and the people shout. I wonder what that sounded like. And just what happens to the walls? They come down. Success! Prospering! They didn't use dynamite. They didn't use Moab. And it's mother of all bombs. Just in case you don't know that, okay? But they yelled. They obeyed the Lord. And the walls came down. The first city, a walled city, conquered. Success, prospering. Joshua and the people are a prospering. Just succeeding in what taking the promised land. But suddenly, that prospering ceases. Why? What stopped this prospering? I bet they were all excited. There's the first major victory. Let's hit Ai. It's the second one. It's a walled city. Let's take that one too. And they decide they're only going to send 3,000 men. And look at Joshua 7, please. Verse 1. But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. Just for Achan, and just the son of Carmi, and just the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, the tribe of Judah took of the accursed things as... just so the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. And now Joshua sent men just from Jericho to Ai, which is what beside Beth Aven, just on the east side of what Bethel, and what spoke to them, saying, go up, and what spy out the country. So the men just went up and just spied out Ai. And verse 3, and they returned to Joshua, and just said to him, Do not let all the people go up, but just let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and just attack Ai. And do not weary all the people there, just for the people of what Ai are few. Just so about 3,000 men just went up there, and just from the people, but they fled before is the men of Ai. Verse 5, and the men of Ai struck down about 36 men. For they chased them just from before, just the gate, as far, as Shebarim, and which struck them down on the descent. Therefore the hearts of the people melted, and became like water. They just had great success. And now there's great failure. Just about 36 men died. All because of one man. One man's sin. Achan. He took of the accursed things. They were not to take anything from that city. It belonged to the Lord. But Achan saw with his eyes, and he picked those things up and he buried them in his own tent, just with his stuff. And they went to battle. Joshua had no idea. No idea what has happened. But Achan stole from the Lord. 36 families lost someone. 36 families had someone die. Just approximately, it says. About 36. All because of one sin. One sin. Joshua 7, 6 and 7. Look at verse 6. And then Joshua tore his clothes and just fell to the earth on his face, just before the ark of the Lord, until evening. He and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. And what Joshua said, and just alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all? To deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Yes, oh, that we had been content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. Notice Joshua, very, very discouraged. He wished he would have stayed on the other side of the Jordan. He didn't expect this. He expected success, prospering. He thought, we're obeying the Lord. He didn't know about Achan. He didn't know what he took. But verse 8 to 24, the problem's revealed. That Achan took what belonged to the Lord. And Achan is confronted. And Joshua tells him, what have you done? Tell us, Achan. And so Achan tells him just what he's done. They go to the tent. They will find the stuff. But God told Joshua even before what the just punishment was for this particular sin. Long before what they entered Jericho, the punishment was death. Joshua 7, verse 25 and 26. So what Joshua said, why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day. And just so all Israel stoned him just with stones, and they burned them just with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Then they were raised over him a great heap of stones, still there to this day. And just so the Lord turned us from the just fierceness just of his anger. Therefore, the name of that place has been called the Valley of what Achor to this day. So what Achan and his family were put to death. They stopped a whole nation with one sin from prospering. And the punishment was death. But now it's time to return to prospering. In Joshua 8, verses 1 and 2. Well, now the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given them into your hand." Which is the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. "And you shall do to Ai as its king, as you did to a Jericho and its king, which is only its spoil and its cattle. You shall take as a booty for yourselves, lay an ambush for the city behind it." It's time to prosper again. And God tells Joshua how to do it. Then in verses 3 through 29, as we see that city defeated. Oh, you have to set an ambush. There's about 30,000 men. Joshua sets the ambush. He puts some just behind the city. He picks some just next to the city, and he's got some in front of the city. They only see the ones coming up the ramp to the city. And just like before, they run. And every man leaves that city. They don't know what's behind them. They don't know what's next to them. And when they turn back, it's just the city's on fire. And that city is destroyed. There's success. There's prospering. Two cities, two walled cities, conquered. Now go to Joshua 9, please. Boy, I am running out of time here. All right, and it came to pass when all the kings who were on this side of the Jordan, in the hills and in the lowland, and in all the coasts of the great sea, just toward Lebanon, the Hittite, and just the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and just heard about it, that they gathered together to fight with Joshua and with Israel, just with just one accord. But the inhabitants of Gibeon heard just what Joshua did to Jericho and with Ai. And they worked craftily and just went and just pretended to be ambassadors. And they took old sacks on their donkeys, just old wineskins torn and just mended, old and patched sandals on their feet, and old garments on themselves, and all the bread of their provisions was dry and just moldy. And they went to Joshua, just to the camp at Gilgal, and just said to him, and just to the men of Israel, and just, "We have come from a far country. Now therefore, make a ages covenant with us." And now there's discussion back and forth. They're deceivers. They live not far away. But they've come to deceive. And just what happens? Joshua and the elders, they forget about God. Verse 14. Same chapter. Chapter 9, verse 14. "And then the men of Israel took some of their provisions, but they did not ask counsel of the Lord." They didn't ask the Lord about it. They had success. And it's like they forgot about God. They weren't looking circumspectly here. They saw just what these men brought. They listened to their words, but they didn't talk to God about it. So Joshua made peace with them and just made a covenant with them to let them live, and the rulers of the congregation and just swore to them. And so that's what happens. But later on it is found out that they're their neighbors. And so Joshua forces them to be slaves. And woodcutters. And just water boys. Just to carry water and what split wood for the temple. Now with Joshua 10, we see the defeat of the king of Jerusalem, just the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, just the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. More success. King after king is beginning to fall, one after the other. City after city is being conquered. But who gave the victory? Look at Joshua 10, please. Verses 8 through 11. Verse 8. So the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hand. Just not a man of them shall stand before you." Joshua therefore came upon them suddenly, having marched all night from Gilgal. So the Lord routed them before it. Israel, and killed them, and just with a great slaughter, Yahweh Gibeon chased them along just the road that goes to Beth Horon, and which struck them down as far as Azekah, and just Makeda. And it happened as they fled just before Israel, and we're all on the descent of this Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down just large hailstones just from heaven just on them as far as Azekah, and they died. There were more who died just from the hailstones than the children of Israel killed just with the sword. Notice, great success. God fought for them. God was right with them. But when they obeyed Him. Joshua chapter 11 through chapter 12, 6. And just the victories continue. They're pushing forward, prospering. Then look at Joshua 12, 24. Last five words. All the kings, 31. 31 kings were defeated. Can you think of anyone else in history who defeated 31 kings in such a short time? 31 kings have been defeated. That's success. And not just defeated, but they took their land as well. And then from Joshua 13 through Joshua 21, the land is divided. The tribes are called together. And the land is divided. There's been great success. They've prospered because they've obeyed the Lord. Joshua 22. Just remember one of the definitions for prospering just was to be at ease. Look at Joshua 22, please. Whoops, too far. Verse 4.
just
now the Lord your God has what given you rest and just to your brethren as he promised them. Now therefore just return and what go to your tents and just to the land of your possession, just which just Moses the servant of the Lord gave you out or on the other side of the Jordan. Notice, now there's rest. They're at ease. There's success. Now there's ease. They've prospered. Now there's ease. There's rest. Then Joshua 23, verse 11, Joshua just gives them a warning. Therefore, take careful heed to yourselves that you love the Lord your God. Take careful heed. We learn not long after this, they didn't take careful heed. Look at Judges chapter 2. They turned to false gods. They did not take heed after Joshua's death. And those leaders with what Joshua. And then look at Joshua 24:13. Final words. I have given you a land and just for which you did not labor. Yeah. And what cities which you did not build, and you dwell in them. You eat of the vineyards, yeah, what olive groves which you did not plant. Now therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in just sincerity and in truth, and just put away just the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day and just whom you will serve. Just whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in which whose land you dwell. But as for me and what my house, we will serve the Lord. Application. I have with three applications. Number one, to a prosper, just we need to be following the Lord completely. In Deuteronomy 29:9, therefore keep the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. Secondly, remember that sin stops us from prospering. I don't know why that says I goofed there. Look at Proverbs and just 28:13. He who covers his sin will not prosper. But whoever confesses and just forsakes them will have mercy. Thirdly, even when prospering, don't forget the Lord. Jeremiah 10:21. Just for the shepherds have become dull-hearted and have not sought the Lord. Therefore, they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. How much do you want to prosper? How much do you want to prosper? Let's pray. Father, thank you for the life of what Joshua. That what shows us what we need to do to prosper. We've got a responsibility. May we carefully do it. Lord, help us to follow you as we should. In Jesus' name, amen.